السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمد ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. ما بعد, tonight in the Taraweeh we heard the 22nd juz of the Quran Majeed, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the specialities of the noble wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believing men and the qualities that the believing men should have. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the female separately, acknowledging that the women also play a vital role in our community. And just as the believing men need to make an effort to apply themselves, similarly the females also need to make an effort to work towards their akhirah and the year after. Further in the next few pages, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the final Nabi. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashshiran wa nadhira. That the Nabi of Allah was a witness, a giver of glad tidings, a warner, and he was a da'i ila Allah. He was a inviter towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was a light that illuminated the entire region. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also linked to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala discusses some specialities about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in terms of marrying, etc. And towards the end of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. That indeed Allah and the angels send salutations and blessings upon the Nabi. O you who believe, you also should send durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, the hadith of Rasulullah, that person indeed is a miser in whose presence my name is mentioned and he does not recite durood and salawat. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the disbelievers, that on the day of Qiyamah, when they will see the punishment, they will then say that, O Allah, we followed our forefathers and our leaders, and they are the ones that caused us to go astray. فَأَضَلُّونَ السَّبِيلَ رَبَّنَا آتِهِمْ ضِعْفَيْنِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ وَالْعَنْهُمْ لَعْنًا كَبِيرًا. That, O Allah, you know, give our leaders and our forefathers double the adab and punishment, and send abundant curses upon them. The lesson we learn from this is that not everything that our forefathers and great-grandfathers and so on have, that they do, is correct. We have to measure that against the teachings of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next ruku, Allah ta'ala speaks about and addresses the believers. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah wa qulu qawlan sadida. That, O you who believe, fear Allah and speak a statement that is correct. The Mufassireen have explained what this entails, and there's a lot of discussion in relation to this. But suffice to say that when it comes to our speech, we should try to be accurate, we should try to be fair, and we should try and ensure that our statements have been verified. Today we suffer from this in our community, that people are, you know, passing on unverified information, and we know the consequences thereafter. In fact, on this point, the Mufassireen mentioned, because Allah Ta'ala then after says, يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ, that based on the fact that you will get your statements correct, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will correct all your actions. So the ulama explain that the person who gets his tongue under control, it will become very easy for him to get all the other limbs under control. In fact, in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned to Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu anhu, upon his query, that how can I achieve salvation? The first advice that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave him was, amlik alayka lisanak, that take control over your tongue, guard your tongue. So this tongue of ours is a very, very powerful tool. And you know, as our late Maulana Patel Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, that this tongue is either a weapon of mass destruction or it is a tool of great construction. So we can use this tongue effectively to bring about unity within our community, to bring a person closer to the deen of Allah, to bring a person into the deen of Islam, just by the usage of the tongue. And if a person learns how to harness the power of this tongue, then to control his hands, to control his limbs, to control the heart and mind will become much, much more easier. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only says that all your other actions will come under control, but وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and Allah will forgive your sins also. And then Allah ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا, that whoever will obey Allah and His Rasul will indeed be absolutely successful. Allah ta'ala then speaks about this amanah, the sharia, إِنَّ عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, that Allah had placed this, the burden of the sharia to the heavens and the earth and the mountains, and they all refused to carry this great responsibility. But حَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ, insan took on this responsibility. But إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا, but majority of insan was extremely oppressive. They made zulm upon themselves and they were ignorant as to the end result. So here, and the next verse then clarifies that from those categories of humankind who received the amanat, they were the believers, and unfortunately they were the disbelievers, and there was the third category of the munafiqeen. And Allah Ta'ala says, لِيُعَذِّبَ اللَّهُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ وَالْمُشْرِكَاتِ وَيَتُوبَ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, that indeed the mu'mineen, Allah Ta'ala will forgive them for their weaknesses and their shortcomings. And as for the munafiqeen, the hypocrites and the disbelievers, they will be punished on the day of Qiyamah. Hence we need to make a tremendous effort to make sure that we are in the category of the believers, and Allah Ta'ala must keep us far away from the munafiqeen and the mushrikeen and the disbelievers. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a particular city, and we don't have time to go into very much detail, but Allah Ta'ala had blessed them with many, many bounties, but instead of expressing their appreciation for the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were ungrateful. And what was the end result? Those bounties were snatched away and they were completely destroyed. A reminder to appreciate every single bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And towards the end, we also heard the verses of the Quran Majid, Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. Wallahu huwa al-ghaniyyu al-hamid. That, O people, you are beggars in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is the one who is, you know, wealthy and the one who is worthy of praise. So therefore, and we'll end on this, therefore tonight being the 21st night of Ramadan, this is something we should remind ourselves, that no matter how much of wealth Allah has blessed us with, no matter how much of intelligence we have, no matter how much of achievements we have in our lives, before Allah Ta'ala we are absolutely nothing. And hence when we are raising our, as we say, begging bowls before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should have the sifat of faqiri, that we are beggars in front of Allah Ta'ala. You know, a beggar, when he puts forward his case, he puts forward his case with utmost humility. He regards himself as absolutely, I am absolutely in need. You know, if the beggar tries to show that he is independent, then that beggar is not really a beggar in the true sense of the word. In fact, you get, you know, some of these professional beggars who will, you know, make sure that they, you know, look like a beggar in the true sense of the word. Some years back in the Overport area, one person even faked the hand that was, you know, as if he didn't have a hand. And it turned out he actually had a hand. But the idea was to make sure that the person who is giving, you know, feels pity for the person. So in front of Allah Ta'ala, we are beggars. And therefore, we should learn to submit ourselves and humble ourselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Those brothers who are remaining for the next session, which will take place in a few minutes time, inshallah, then please make sure that, you know, your cars are parked properly. And those whose cars are parked a little further in order to bring it closer, then they'll also have some time to bring it closer. And those brothers who wish to freshen up, inshallah, they can freshen up. And we will start in 5 to 7 minutes, inshallah.